What is that?
It's my fidget cube.
You haven't seen come in cube form now?
Yeah, it's got like six different little thingies. You know, then you got the switch. I got that's his little round spinner. Where's that? I got the ball. This is my favorite. The clickies.
Oh my gosh.
And then you got the you can just push those in it. A lot of times when I'm talking to people, I just keep it below the camera so they can't see me playing with my fidgets.
Well, that's a way to kind of hide. Like I said, they're
well that you can get the worry one too, where you just rub your thumb into that divot all day long.
Dude,
that,
I need to get one of those. Those are like,
yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I annoy everybody just sitting there clicking a pen over and over and over again that they're just like, well, okay, can you please stop?
Use that one that makes no noise. You're just rubbing.
See, I am okay with that. Well, wait, that sounded weird. I'm okay with rubbing. That's probably not how we want to start this show.
I'm okay with silently rubbing when no one can see me.
No, wait, that did not sound good. Hold on. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody.
Tangy barbecue.
Yes, I'll be tangy barbecue today. So welcome, everybody, to Zia
Comedy. That'd be a good rap name.
You know what? I might have to start branding that. That will be my new name from now on, Tangy Barbecue. you know what it is? I found this in here, and I'm like, who had McDonald's? And I was like, okay. Well, actually, Jackie's the one that found it. I'm like, okay, somebody had McDonald's and didn't break bread with us. So
yeah, it's not the fact they got McDonald's. It's why didn't you share?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I know you got a 20-piece McNuggets, and you couldn't share? Like,
you know, I'll eat a 20-piece by myself.
You know, that makes me so mad when they're like, it's shareable.
With no, who? Not.
I mean, we'll get a 40-piece if you'd like, but even that might not be shareable.
Do they make 40-piece?
No, but we just get two 20-pieces.
That's just two 20s.
Yeah, no, but, you know, even at that, I probably still wouldn't share. I'll be honest. I'm a little greedy when it comes to the McNuggets.
Yeah, well, when I get, like, the 20-piece, and I look – by the time I get to work and I look down and they're over half gone, I just sit in the parking lot and finish them so nobody knows.
By the way, y'all need to stop being like that with the sauces. When we ask for extra sauces, give us extra sauces. Don't be handing me one for 20 nuggets. Like, that doesn't work.
Well, if they gave you two, I think, for 20. That's not enough.
That doesn't even get you to the first five.
No, I dip. I dip and pull some of that sauce up.
I mean, come on. I mean, you just got to do the freak nasty, the dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, I double dip because I'm the only one eating them.
I was about to play that, but I don't want us to get flagged for playing music. So, yeah, we'll sing it instead. That'd be better.
Anyway, we have a soundboard?
Yeah, we do. We got soundboards and everything. Man, we're coming up in the day. I'm telling you, man, we went from one single camera to now we can do certain things like applauses. We can play games. Yeah, man, we're coming up and the budget's getting bigger, I guess. So we'll see how it goes. We could even do this sounder. I don't know if we'll get flagged for this sounder, okay?
Bruh.
Yeah, see, we'll do that one. It's short enough so that way we won't get in trouble. Well, guys, we are ready to nerd out for the next half hour. But before, we got to get to some business, and that is including El Paso Horror Fest. What we got? What's going on?
Just getting everything ready. We've been talking with the venue. This new management at the El Paso Convention Center has been very accommodating over the past year or two. You know, before it was like a battle. We would ask for something and we would go in full armor, ready to fight for what we wanted. And, you know, you win some battles, you lose some. But this one, they, you know, the first time we went in, we're like, hey, we want this. And then we hunker down. They're like, yeah, okay, we'll see what we can do. I'm like, oh, wait, what? But they're very accommodating. So we've got it now. They used to charge a fee on food vendors, a venue fee. So they would buy their booth from us and then have to, like the mafia, they had to pay a little cut to the venue. And, it, you know, the food vendors. Yeah, that's what it felt like. And the food vendor's like, it's not worth it for us to pay 30% of our profit to these guys.
Yeah.
After we're traveling and getting a hotel and then we buy their booth. And so if you didn't notice our past couple of events, we didn't have food vendors in there because they just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So we finally, they gave in. They're like, hey, we found a loophole. This is what we're going to do. So your food vendors don't have to pay any fee. So I've been pushing real hard trying to get those guys to come back, like Wild Bill Soda. Everybody, that place has a line around that chuck wagon.
Wow.
All the Asian food vendors, you know, with the Pocky and all that stuff. So hopefully they're going to start filtering back in slowly and we'll have some really cool food vendors.
Man, that's got to make it easy. I mean, nice too, especially because it's like when you're getting these events together to be able to, you know, have somebody that's willing to work with you and kind of say, hey, you know what, we could do this, we could do that. And because ultimately it's the experience, because those are wanting to come, you know, and enjoy these events. I mean, they walk away and they're like, man, that was a great experience. Not just from what you guys are putting together, but the accommodations of the venue.
Yeah, I mean, their concessions, they've been theming the concessions over the past couple of events for us. At Anime, they went all out. It was amazing. Had the cherry blossom trees, and they actually had Asian-inspired food, you know, with the dumplings and stuff like that. And they're receptive to the things we tell them instead of just saying, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to. These guys were like, huh, let's see how we can do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, so,
man, I'm happy with it.
You know, and that just kind of gets the mind rolling for next year, because you got to think when you guys go around, especially when you get to the Comic Cons and everything else you guys have planned for 2024. I mean, just that's where you build the bigger and better for the next year when you establish those relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at now doing a VIP lounge as part of the VIP ticket.
All right.
With some of the we're going to have a couple signature drinks that are only available in the VIP lounge.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was the venue's idea. I was like, ooh, I like where you're going with this.
Man, I said, hold on, let me write that down really quick. I'm going to go and steal that idea really quick, but thank you. Oh, that's awesome, man. But yeah, Horror Fest, I mean, we're, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, so, man, it's been, I tell you, man, it's from one event to the other. I'm excited for you to finally get a little bit of a break, but what break do you really get? Because right after this, you guys start preparing for 2024.
Oh, I've already started. We've already got a couple guests on contract for El Paso Comic Con and for Anime, as a matter of fact, in June.
Hey, so
yeah, don't end.
No. I know that more coffee is needed in these times of need. So that and tangy barbecue. So
that'll wake you right up. Little glass of tangy barbecue.
Where can they get the tickets for Horror Fest?
ElPasoHorrorFest.com. You click on there and it'll take you right to the ticket page. You can get, there were still a handful of VIPs left, I think less than 10. After that, when the VIPs is gone, they gone. That's you have right. to get a weekend or a single day.
Make sure you get them now, and don't say that we didn't warn you. So it's quickly going to be here before you know it. Get those tickets and go and check out Horror Fest. By the way, there's a trend right now, since we're on the topic of horror. We're going to start seeing scary movie galore everywhere. The Nun was the number one movie, The Nun 2, number one movie at the box office. And then I've seen previews for the upcoming Saw movie, which that's more gory than anything. So
yeah, I've seen a new Exorcist movie coming out too.
Yeah, yeah. There's just, so we're in the spirit of the spooky season.
Yeah, yeah. It's time for the scary.
I tell you, man, and I'm on the other side of that. If I'm watching scary, I'm making sure it's middle of the day and that there's a lot of sunlight and I don't have bad nightmares. So
yeah, I'm more of a, is the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown type. I don't do the scary.
That has been a minute since I've seen that. So, but still, man, it's the scary. I am a 38 year old man that still cannot fall asleep after watching a scary movie. So, but yeah, man, it's great. And then, like you said, man, it's right before, like, so it's like kind of kicks off everything before, you know, you go to your haunted houses and your Halloween parties. It's perfect way to set everything off.
Yeah, we, like I said, we didn't want to go to the end of October because that's when everything's happening around Halloween. So we figured we'll kick off the spooky season.
That's right. Kick off the spooky season with Horror Fest down in El Paso. It's going to be a great time, October 7th and 8th. Make sure you get those tickets. What's going on at Zia Comics? How things been going with you guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, trying to get people to come in for in-store signings, a little difficult, but we got one coming up toward the end of September here with a local author. She illustrates and writes the books, Epic Sonder, and she's going to be in store signing her, I can't remember the title, but she'll have her book there, doing really well. She got invited over to London with this book, and that's the software company she uses. So she's doing great, and we're going to have her in Stowe, and I will start advertising that here soon.
Perfect. So make sure you guys check on, of course, new comic book day every Wednesday. And then, of course, board games and all your nerd supplies that you guys need to go and nerd out. You guys get that at Zia Comics. And not just here, but Alamogordo as well.
Yeah, yeah. Alamogordo, their downtown, their Main Street group does downtown nights. And they theme it every month. And this month is Pirates. So I figured, you know, One Piece is on Netflix. That's Pirates. So we're going to make it One Piece.
By the way, I'm having this issue with Pirates, Troy. When you said that, I kind of cringed a little bit. So this week was Talk Like a Pirate Day. I can't remember what, but I was reminded of it because a certain person that works here decided to tell me every pirate joke that they knew. Got a little annoying after a while. So I was
and you know, like, they probably downloaded a bunch of them from the internet just to practice. No,
they did. They did. And every 5 minutes they were going into my office to tell me a different pirate joke. So
who was it?
Gino.
You know, that was gonna be my guess.
I should have had she's like, hey, let's play a game. Guess who do you think was telling the pirate joke? I was
like,
joke?
Who would do something like that?
Oh my god, man. He had numerous jokes for, and it was just for the day. Pirate week turned into this week, and I'm like, come on, man.
Like, did he sit at the door like bouncing around waiting and say, hey, you want to hear a joke? Want to hear a joke?
He's like, arr. And then he would do no, that. Gino.
No, Gino.
Like, Gino, stop, Gino. Gino. And then he's like, all I need is a parrot. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, please, no, Gino. No.
Yeah, no. Me and pirates have not had a good week this week. So sorry, Gino. Don't mean to put you on blast like that, but the pirate jokes got a little stale after a while, bro. I tell you, man, I'm like, okay. I was like, I like pirates. I was like, but why do we need to be telling me a joke every 5 minutes? Like, no, we're good.
Well, at least Pirate Day is only 24 hours.
Oh, but for Gino, it's still going. So. He's lurking the hall right now, probably waiting to tell me a new one.
Peeking in the window. Hey, hey.
He's like, arr.
Just writing the joke and holding it against the window for you to read.
Oh, he did that, I swear. I was like, no, we are not doing that right now. Oh man, let's nerd out because there's plenty to cover, especially with some of our favorite streaming services. Let's start off with Family. Family is available for streaming on Peacock. Fast 10, you guys will be able to check it out, which I did go and rewatch it. Jason Momoa is gonna need to be in more movies, I say, because the dude is hilarious as a bad guy. We need more Jason Momoa, and I'm sure there are a lot of women out there that agree the same way, that we need to see more Jason Momoa.
Only in shirtless scenes.
You know, I mean, either that or he's a genie or something. I mean, I don't know. The movie, by the way, I mean, it's a Fast Furious movie. Nothing changes. But, man, he just the charisma from this guy. I mean, it's just it's amazing when you see him. So if he could have something like that in the upcoming Aquaman movie, that'll be great.
Maybe there'll be a crossover in the next one.
I know. We're going to race a whale.
That's one of Dom's long-lost brothers. Is Aquaman.
I
mean,
I don't get it, man. We had this conversation about how much more can they push these movies. At first, we thought space was ridiculous, but now you never know. But who knows? People still love them. And, you know, when they add, you know, cast like Jason Momoa to them, I mean, you can't beat it.
It's like the Expendables. It's just like, hey, who else is really popular? Let's pull them in.
Yeah. No, and that's what they're doing this Friday. New Expendables movie coming out. 50 Cent seems to be the big push for this movie. So, Fitty Cent. Curtis Jackson. We'll give him his government name. Curtis Jackson.
CJ.
On Paramount Plus, you will be able to enjoy the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. It is now available for streaming on Paramount Plus, which I would put it in the running for one of the top movies of the year.
I still haven't seen it. I guess I got to get Paramount now.
Oh man, get that 7-day trial, bro. 7-day trial. Watch it, then cancel it.
So that's the Columbia House Records of our generation.
It really is. Like, I don't have to pay a penny. I just got to make sure I disable it before it charges my credit card.
You just start a new email address.
I'm gonna have a bunch of emails pretty soon. No, man, it goes on topic what you and I have been talking about, especially when it comes to these animated movies, similar to Spider-Man. Now with the, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the art and the graphic work, I mean, it just looks amazing. Like you're literally, I feel like we're being pulled from a comic onto the screen, and it looks great.
How was the actual story though? Was it a decent storyline?
Decent storyline. You do have a lot of sympathy for Master Splinter, which is voiced by Jackie Chan. Amazing. Like, and they did right by getting actual teenagers to voice these characters. So you just felt the youth. You felt like there's this, like, obviously they're getting attention to the younger generation, but then those old heads that remember from back in the day, we everybody gets to enjoy it. And then of course you get Ice Cube in there, John Cena, and it's just it's great, man. It's a good, and I will even say I think my son is now a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan after this movie, because he liked it.
I know I've seen a lot of the old school purists are like, that's not my turtles. You're right, it's not. They didn't make it for yeah. you.
No, but you gotta respect that. I don't know who ever put this together, but there's just the artistic value that they put into it, man. Like just the graphic work, and it's the same thing with Spider-Man. It's like it's jumping at you. It's just it's exciting and it's new, and I hope they keep this up, especially if they're looking to do more animated versions of some of our favorite shows from back in the day. Because I really think, and not only that, I think it's going to help comic book sales as well. I think people are going to be more intrigued to go buy comics if you're seeing this on the big screen.
Yeah, you usually see, if it's a decent one, you'll see a little uptick. In the beginning with the superhero movies, it was like bigger, but now it's just, they come out so often, it's just like, oh yeah, okay.
It's like, hey, you know, maybe we did the hair. And Seth Rogen, man, if this guy isn't producing the next Avengers movie, I mean, come on.
I mean, I love the movies he produces, but the ones he acts in, can you really call it voice work when all he's doing is, I mean, he's not changing his voice for, look at all the characters he's ever done. No change in the voice whatsoever.
Even Donkey Kong had to.
No change, but you don't care. I don't know what it is.
But you know, I mean, never mind. I do know what's going through his mind. I know what his thought process is. We won't say that out loud, but no, it's just hurry. Great.
I gotta go smoke.
I need some creative. I need creative process right now. Give me just a second. But or yeah, Jack
Black called in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, my medicine. He needs his medicine. Talk about a movie that could never be remade, huh? Tropic Thunder.
That movie, it doesn't get the due it deserves. It's just now people are starting to realize that was a really good movie.
It really was. And there was a lot of things that I love to see TikTok when they're like, oh my God, can you believe they did this in the movie?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
It's my favorite Tom Cruise movie.
It was a lot of people's
Tom Cruise. And that includes movies. Top Gun.
And Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, he caught a lot of flack for that.
He really did, but it wasn't enough to cancel him. Iron Man stuck around.
He's uncancelable. Uncancelable. You cannot cancel him.
That's right. Paramount Plus. Good Burger 2 is going to be premiering November 22nd on Paramount Plus. Yes, they are making a sequel to Good Burger.
Yeah, that was past the time when I was watching the show, so I'm not real familiar with Good Burger. I know it was very popular.
Yeah.
And I know, was it Kenan, the big dude, the bigger one?
Kenan and Kel.
Kenan has got the longest run on Saturday Night Live of anyone ever.
I got to give it to the guy because for those, he came from All That, which was similar to Saturday Night Live, him and Kel. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. And then now it's like he's just become the staple on Saturday Night Live. I mean, it'd be kind of weird to see him go away at this point. And every year they ask that question, is this his final season? And nope, he re-ups for another year.
I think he's got dirt on Lorne Michaels.
He's got to have something, right? Or like he's like, hey, Lauren, I'll retire when you retire. And that's probably never going to happen.
Lauren's like, hey, you want to retire yet? He's like, I got these pictures, Lauren.
Like, I'm going to be the main cast. Excellent. We're good to go. I don't know as far as the status of this movie, especially with the strike and the, you know, SAG and everything that's been going on. Obviously, it looks like it's been something that was shot before, and now Paramount is releasing it so that way they can try to get some attention to what's
just give it to Drew Barrymore. She'll put it out there.
Man, she backtracked. I had never seen someone moonwalk so fast since Michael Jackson.
Yeah, hard.
Oh my gosh.
No, my mistake.
Well, you know, and it's crazy because obviously she was very vocal when they did stop production of the show. And so the fact that the show did come back, I think a lot of other talk shows pumped the brakes on their release, because I think a lot of them were getting ready to come back. But after they saw what happened to Drew Barrymore, I believe, was it The View, The Talk? There's like four other ones. I don't even know who's on daytime television anymore since Ellen left. I don't know who's on, but I think a lot of them pumped the brakes on coming back.
Yeah, I think maybe they just pushed her to the front. So, yeah, hey, Drew, yeah, do it. We'll announce ours tomorrow. You go ahead.
You know, and I, if I'm not mistaken, there was something. I think there was progression in the strike as far as them coming to an agreement as far as, you know, pay and, you know, the use of AI and everything. So I don't know what's the latest, but I think if negotiations did go right, I think they could be wrapping this up pretty soon. We'll have to just wait and see, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over 2 months. I think that's just when the actors, the writers have been going longer.
Yeah.
So it's they need to pay these guys, man. I want to see new content. We're going to run out soon.
We really are, man. And one of the things I noticed, and I mean, ABC, NBC, CBS, you have a lot of the shows that were on our streaming platforms, shows that have been out for a while now. Like, I believe last Sunday, they did a television premiere of Yellowstone. Yellowstone was on CBS. They ran the first couple episodes of season one on CBS. You got to fill the time, man, because you don't have original programming, and these actors and these writers aren't coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, you're going to see them start dusting off stuff from the shelf that they've made and put up on the shelf because they didn't want to release it. Yeah. You're going to see a lot of subpar stuff being released because they don't have any other content.
And it just sucks, man, because there's some great content right now that I'm afraid is going to get canceled, because it's like, hey, man, they've probably gone longer than the contract had allowed them to, or whatever the case may be. And so if I'm not mistaken, and you had said this too, the last time they had a strike, there was a lot of shows that got axed and a lot of movies that weren't done properly because of this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because they're running, you know, a lot of these things, the production time on them is, you know, up to a year. You know, from when they stop filming to when it actually hits, because they do all this editing and post-production. Well, we're going to start seeing them run out of this stuff the longer we go.
Yeah.
What are they going to, like you said, what are they going to fill it with? Reruns?
I don't know, man, but you can only run Monday Night Football on so many channels until you realize, okay, because this past Monday, they had Monday Night Football on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, I think there's even talks that like all the ESPNs, then there's like 27 of them. I don't know, but everything was, the Ocho, the Nueve, the Diez. But like, yeah, ABC had nothing to fill their Monday night time slot. So what do? Just throw Monday Night Football on ABC. I mean, yes, for those that maybe have just basic cable, that's great, because you're getting Monday Night Football. You don't have to have ESPN. But if you had a program you watched on Mondays, you're not going to see that come back anytime soon.
It's Monday Night Football, now on a Tuesday.
I know. We're going to do the reruns on it. So, between sports and reality TV shows, I mean, there's so much they can do.
Reality TV shows is the bane of my existence.
And I think Survivor's back. There's all these shows, but like CBS has that in their arsenal. I don't know about the other networks, but eventually you are going to run out of time. Like, okay, these shows are going to end. What do you do if the strike goes into December? I mean, there's a lot of movies getting pushed back, a lot of TV shows, especially for us fans. Like, what does that do for the Marvel franchise, for the DC franchise, for some sequels that we've been looking for? You know, we've used Stranger Things as the example of these kids are going to be grown with their own kids that can now act in the movie by the time this thing is done. And yeah, and all it comes down to is just pay these actors and pay these writers.
Yeah, they should pay them. And going back to reality, because I was talking bad about reality shows and my wife just gave me a dirty look on the other side of the room. I would watch them if they were actual reality, like no editing. Show them live. If it was Survivor live, I'd be all over that. Or you know, Amazing Race live.
So one of the things that they've started doing, and Paramount Plus, I think, is capitalizing on this. And, you know, you mentioned Survivor live and this. If they were running it live, so I watch Big Brother, and what they started doing now is if you have Paramount Plus, you can go watch the live feeds of these people that are in this house. But obviously it's live. Survivor is probably pre-recorded and then set to air. Yes. If they did Survivor live, that would be really cool, because then it's like, okay, you were fighting for the final coconut. Let's see what happens later on that night. And then you can actually watch them as they are on this island playing this game.
Yeah. See, now I could get behind something like that, but the way it is now is heavily edited. If they want to make somebody the villain, all they have to do is splice the video in a couple different places, and you can go from being the hero to the villain just because the editor didn't like you.
See, and that's what I've noticed about Big Brother this season, because I'm like, if you don't watch the live feeds, you're like, oh, okay, man, that dude's the villain. But then if you just happen to watch the live feeds, like, which is funny that I'm actually watching somebody eat dinner. I was like, wow, this is what we've come down to. But no, then you start to realize, like, that guy's actually not that bad. Like, you're right. The editing, the splicing, they have picked their villains.
Yeah, and there's no writers for that stuff, so they could do that all day long.
Yeah, so it's crazy, man. But, hey, CBS, Troy just threw you a free idea. So Survivor
just keep coming, man. I can't stop them.
You know what? You're probably gonna need to start. Hey, we need to go ahead and just put your Cash App on the bottom. We need to start sending you the checks directly.
Yeah, CBS, you want an idea?
He's got you. That's right. Make sure you guys go visit him. Paranormal Activity is being adapted into a stage play. Talk about having some nightmares. You're gonna be able to see it live in person.
I mean, they make everything stage play. Now, Beetlejuice is a play. Oh, and God. I only know that because of Lauren Boebert.
I don't know if I would go watch something like this, man. I tell you, I can't even watch scary movies. And now I'm going to go sit in a theater and be shaken and scared in real life. Like, no.
Maybe they'll make it funny. Because I love watching good plays. Like, every time we go to New York, we try to watch one good play. And I recommend Wicked. If you haven't seen Wicked, it's amazing.
I've heard a lot of people say that that's a...
It's kind of a Maleficent thing. It's the whole, Wizard of Oz told from the Wicked Witch's point of view, which she's really not that wicked when you see it from her point of view.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Some of these things don't need to be adapted into a play. And some of these things are... I mean, and who knows? I mean, it could actually turn out to be quite a fan following, especially if the story is told correctly or whatever art or design they have behind it. I don't know how you take Paranormal Activity and turn it into a stage play.
A bunch of jump stops, I guess, to scare people. I don't understand.
Flashing lights, yeah. And mirrors, and yeah.
Yeah, if you're epileptic, don't go watch it. It will send you into a seizure.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, hey, yeah, you're probably not going to be wanting to come to this play. Just fair warning. It seems like the superhero news has been far less these days because obviously with the writer strike, one of the things that recently came about was Chris Evans recently did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and he says that he is open to returning to the MCU as Captain America. Yes. He says that he would be interested in returning, but he says it has to be the right time, the right script, and the right motive. As far as for him to return back. Yeah, right.
Paycheck.
I was going to say, you got to use all those big words, bro. Don't lie. It's for the cash.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he needs another yacht. I don't know.
I mean, it'd be cool, but I mean, are we really going to see Captain America up there? And every time we see him, we're going to be like, oh, he got a big paycheck.
Yeah. Well, most of those guys, they don't like doing it because of the workout and the diet regimen they have to do to look that way. So, I mean, I've heard him complain about it. I know Jason Momoa has complained about it. They don't like having to be in superhero shape all the time.
Yeah, Jason Momoa has been the most vocal about that because he said he's like, it's an intense time. And I mean, even when they're filming, it's like they don't just, oh, okay, I'm in shape. No, you're having to keep that up while you're
in the between process. Scenes, they'll be over there lifting weights just to get the pump. Yeah.
I mean, y'all thought Dwayne The Rock Johnson just looked like that for no reason. The dude travels with his own gym when he's on set. Like, it's crazy the stories that you hear about these workout routines because, yeah, like these people are literally traveling with personalized gyms and pumping iron in between sets.
Yeah, and that's no lie, because I've gotten a couple. I've tried to get some of these bigger name guys for the cons, and it's in their contract that you will bring their personal trainer and all their gym equipment as part of them appearing. And I'm like, your gym equipment is too heavy. I can't afford to move that stuff. I
can't afford that. Guys, if you've been to the downtown plaza, just an example, because I saw this on a TikTok one time. Like for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for example, if you've been out to the downtown plaza and seen that tent that is in the middle, think about that full of every workout equipment possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he travels with. And don't forget the air conditioners and everything else that comes with setting that up. It's not just a 10 by 10 tent that you're putting up and here's some dumbbells, workout. No, these guys are traveling with an entire Planet Fitness.
Yeah, and a trainer. And they have specialized diets that you have to account for. I'm like, dude, I can't pay you six figures and then another six figures for all these extras.
I know. It's like, wait, well, you need what? And you need the guy that makes the shake for them.
Yeah.
The meal consultant. Yeah, it's insane, man. But no, dude, I don't know why a couple months ago I went down this rabbit hole of like people, like how they travel. And it is insane, man. Like their writers are crazy.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a few of them, and I'm just like, oh, no. I don't make that much in 5 years. I can't.
What, do you want me to work out with him? I can spot him. I mean,
yeah. I weigh over 200. He can lift me.
Does that cut the cost, maybe? I mean, he just shows up. He can lift me, and I can encourage him.
I'll bring my car. He can lift that.
He can do that. Oh, man. The animated short Lego Marvel's Avengers Code Red is going to be coming to Disney. Yes, that's a mouthful to say there, but Legos is going to create their own Marvel's animated short.
Well, they already do Star Wars and a couple other. I haven't heard about this one. So
yeah,
typically the Lego ones are a little more fun and something about Legos, man. You love Legos.
I mean, like you said, they've done the Star Wars. We've seen Batman before. So now we're getting Marvel Avengers in Lego form. So October 27th. We'll see. So I'm telling you, man, the superhero content these days is very slim, especially because, I mean, I think the only superhero movie we have coming down the line is Aquaman.
Movie-wise, yeah, with very little Amber Heard.
Yeah, we know why.
Yeah, and then we're getting the Loki series coming back too.
Oh, that's right. Loki's coming back next month. Oh, man, it's already going to be October. That's just crazy. It's right around the corner. I say that. Meanwhile, Troy's like, yeah, I got 2 weeks.
I know just how close it is.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, no, the superhero content, we don't get these writers back. I mean, after this year, I don't know what to look forward to. In 2024, because there was a lot of movies that were supposed to come out, not just from Marvel, but from DC as well. Like they had quite a few things. From Peacemaker was supposed to start filming. I don't know, man. There was quite a few things.
Hit up the Korean and Bollywood stuff on Netflix. It's really good. If you don't mind reading, they're good stories.
I'm waiting for Squid Games 2 to drop. That could get released. And honestly, if that did get released, you know, anytime soon, I mean, that could be a big boost for them here in the States, as far as people's excitement, because content is just short right now.
Can you catch lightning in a bottle twice?
I don't know, man. I really don't know if you can. I mean, because the first time it came out, I mean, the circumstances where everybody just happened to be watching this.
Everybody's at home. You can't go anywhere.
But like the popularity of it though, man, I don't know. Like, I mean, you're still gonna have some Halloween costumes this year dressed up as, you know, some of the characters. I don't know if you catch it the second time around.
I'd be interested to see if it's written well, and the Korean ones, they're not beholden to shareholders, so maybe
wait and see. Troy, if they want to stay up to date with you on the socials, how can they stay in contact with you?
We're on the interwebs. We got Insta, Meta. I would say we have X now until he starts charging monthly for it, which is coming.
I know. That's crazy.
Are you paying $3.99, Elon? We got YouTube and we got Tiki Taki.
That's right. And of course, I am on the free social medias because, yeah, I'm not paying for X. That's crazy, though, that he wants to charge for X. He reduces the name and then charges you.
Yeah, you're not even using the same amount of letters, man.
Come on, I got to pay because you got rid of letters. Although their theory about why they're charging does make sense. But, I can't see myself paying for it as a hey, want to tell you how I feel about my day today. But obviously, to reduce on the bots and
there's a picture of my lunch.
Right. And I paid $3.99 to share that with you guys. I got to just put that on Facebook and call it good.
That's more than I paid for my lunch.
Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook. It's free. You can follow that. Big Show FM on Instagram. It's free. And TikTok as well. Joey on the FM. Follow me there. It's free. So, yeah, go and check us out there. And then we'll find out next week if we're still saying X on you guys, because if you're having to pay.
I'm that close to dropping them now. I can't do it.
Threads is getting more and more popular with me, I guess. And I gave
ain't
up
doing on that one either. Ain't doing Threads either.
Guys, this has been another edition of Z Comic Weekly. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.